left off discussing various aspects of this Rav Yichud, where the Gemara tells us in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that David HaMelech of Beis Dino created a Gzeirat Rabbanan that Ba'oso Shah, as a result of the Maisa of Amnon and Tamar, so Gozro Al HaYichud Ba'al HaPnuya. The Gemara says that Yichud, of course, is already that which is forbidden in the Araisa. The Gemara answers, we're talking about the case of Yichud de Pnuya. Certainly that is not a din daraisa, that is only a din drabanan. And we pointed out the Chiddush in the Gemara, somewhat unclear as to whether Yichud darayos is really nisa daraisa, nisa drabanan. On the one hand, the Gemara says Yichud daraisahu. On the other hand, the Gemara tells us that remez li Yichud min hatorah minayim. And the Ramban comments in Sefer Mitzvot and Shorish Gimel that generally speaking, remez is an indicator of a din drabanan, but there are several exceptions, and one of which is our sugya, where the term remez is used because it is something which is not mufurish for kra, but nonetheless this is considered to be a din daraisa. And we pointed out the Ramban's formulation as well, Perek Chaf Beis, Halacha Beis, Ifilchus Yisrebiya, where the Rambam writes that this or Yichud is considered to be a Mipiha Kabbalah, but again, that is not necessarily an indicator at all of something which is a Din Drabanan. Very often the Rambam will use such terminology, Divrei Sofrim or Divrei Kabbalah, in referring to that which is a Din Daraisa, although it is not considered to be Mufurish Bakra. Why is it that Yichud Da'arayos is considered to be Nisa Daraisa, whereas when it comes to Yichud Diptunia, that is only a Gzeira Drabanan? So one obvious answer you mentioned yesterday is the following, that b'med v'amawurim, that you can have yichud daraisa, that's only if the isser bia is a din daraisa. If, however, you're dealing with the isser bia, which is only a din drabanan, for example, the case of pani habala pnuya, so obviously the isser of yichud will not be more chamor than the isser of bia mamish. And therefore, the distinction of our Gemara is very simply, ask yourself whether the ma'aseh bia is asura daraisa drabanan, and that in turn will indicate whether this is yichud is nisa daraisa nisa drabana. The difficulty, of course, is the following. We discussed at length in Machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid, regarding that isra of lo yeh kadesh lo siya kadesha. What is the isra of kadeshas? According to the Ravid sheet, you understand very well that the case of pani abala pnuya is only an isra derabanan. Kadeshas is considered to be that which is entirely different. That is mafkeresis atzmaliznus. But enochinami, here we're dealing with the isra biya derabanan. The isra yichud is only a din derabanan. If, however, you assume the Shitas HaRambam Kibshuto, as the Rambam writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Ishus, that the Isra of Kadeshus is a Bias Nus Shelo L'Shem Kedushim, and that's how we understood the Rambam's Kiddush regarding Pileges and other halachos, then you have the following difficulty. At once, the Isra Yichud is only a Din Derabanan. Nonetheless, the Isra Bia is a Din Daraisa. What then is the difference between the case of Yichud de Pnuya, which is only a Din Derabanan, as opposed to our Gemara that tells us that Yichud is considered to be Daraisa? One must assume that the fact that the Isser Bia is Daraisa does not necessarily mean that the Isser Yichud will be Daraisa. Sometimes yes, and sometimes no. And this is a Machlokes regarding Chavi Lavim. Our Gemara that mentions Yichud is Daraisa is talking about a case of Yichud Arayos. And even the Lashon of a Gemara tells us that ve'ein acher misyached im kol arayos shebetorah. The Torah goes out of its way and tells us ben misyached im imo, but shar kol arayos are considered to be forbidden. So maybe one could suggest the following great chiddush then, that ein achinami, even if you should assume that yichud is a din daraisa, b'med v'amurim, only when it comes to yichud da arayos. If it is yisuri bia daraisa, but it is not al pidin considered to be gili arayos, then this Yichud will only be Derabanan. This we pointed out as the Machlokes. If you look, for example, in Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit writes explicitly there in Perachof Beis, Ifilchus Yisrebiya, that even regarding Chai Ve'lavim, this Yichud is only a Din Derabanan, and our Gemara B'daf Gonokat, that Ein Acher Misyachrim Kol Arayos Shebetorah, if it is considered to be an Isser Erva, that's the case. Otherwise, that would not be the instance. And the Prisha disagrees. The Prisha Ebenezer and Simon Chav Beis assumes that that's not true, that it's a function of this Serbia, Chai Ve'lavim, where obviously it's a Bias Isser Midaraisa. In such an instance, this Ser Yichud will be that which is Daraisa as well. So the Karen Ora discusses this Machlokes as to whether Chai Ve'lavim has together with it an Isser Yichud Daraisa in light of the Sugi and Sota and of Zayin Amad Aleph. There, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk from the Parsha of Sota of Midbar Perakeh, where the pasuk says, "Vehevi ha'ish es ishto el ha'kohen," good, that the husband will bring his wife to the kohen for the purpose of hashka. The Gemara explains the following: that min ha'Torah, ha'ish mevi es ishto midaraisa, a husband is allowed to accompany, to escort his wife for the purpose of the hashkas mesoto. Why is this considered to be a chiddush? After all, at this point in time, there was kinui, there is stira. She is asura habal, and yet the pasuk goes out of its way and tells us vehevi ha'ish es ishto, an allowance for him to accompany his wife for this purpose. Min ha'Torah, that is considered to be mutter. Avlamar chachamim that know that mosher no shnei talmidei chachamim sheva yavo lehabaderech. But no, we assume midrabanan. It's necessary that others, shnei talmidei chachamim, will accompany this husband and wife because we're concerned that maybe on their way to the mikdash, they will engage in a bias iser. So the Karen Ora explains as follows: in this case of a suffix sota, here we're dealing with not arayos, we're dealing with chavilavim, and the Gemara writes the following chiddush, that it's a pasuk that tells us that trip can take several days until they get to the mikdash. So what does it mean? That the husband and wife to go together, and even though they will be in seclusion, just the two of them, they'll be misyachid, nonetheless the pasuk tells us under these conditions this is mutter, and the chachamim said that no, most no shnei tamidei chachamim. Good? So the Karen Ora says, Poshur Pshat, then you see the fact that it's necessary for the pasuk go out of its way and tell us a heter, that here there is no Isser Yichud Midaraisa, indicates that, normally speaking, there is an Isser Yichud Daraisa, even in this case of Suffix Sota, even though it is not at all Gili Arayos, all it is Chai Ve'lavim. And therefore the Karen Ora goes on to ask, how does this fit with the Shitas HaRambam regarding Losia Kadesha? If you assume that Kadeshus is an Isser Lav, and yet this Yichud is only a Din Darabanan, so therefore, how is it that you should distinguish between cases of Sota as opposed to the case of Losia Kadesha? That's the Kasha that the Karen Ora raises. He writes that the Chora, this Sugya, Sota Dav Zayin, is a Raya to the Shita of the Prisha, that the only reason our Gemara says Yichud de Pnui is a Gzered Rabbanan is because there's no Bias Isser Midaraisa. But should you assume it's a Bias Isser, even if it is only Chavilavim, no Kares, no Misa, nonetheless, if it's Asr Daraisa, there should be an Isser Yichud Daraisa as well. That's the Chiddush of the Karen Ora. Just the following Ha'ara, based on what we had discussed earlier, we went through certain details of Yibun Chalitza, there is something which is very unusual about the case of Sota Vadai and Sota Safek. It's true. It is not considered to be a case where there's Nisr Kares or Nisr Misa. If a Baal will be Baal Ishto, even in a case where she's a Safek Sota awaiting Hashka, there's no Nisr Kares, there is no Nisr Misa. But yet, the Gemara does point out in the Sugin Yavamas and Daf Yud Aleph Mabez, and the Gemara in Sota Daf Heya Mabez Daf Vavamad Aleph, that this is not a straight case of Chai Ve'lavim. For example, the Gemara tells us, when it comes to a Sota Vadai, there's no Yibum. And according to Rov Rishonim, there is no Chalitza in a Sota Vadai. It's comparable to a case of two brothers marrying two sisters. There's a Kiddush of the Raivin, that even in a Sota Vadai, the Alach is Choletzes, Ve'na Misya Bemes. What about in the case of Safek Sota? We discussed three different cases. No, where the halach is choletzes in misya bemes. One of the cases was our sugya. You have an almana meneris in the Kohen Gadol. The other case was one of a sota safek, choletzes in misya bemes. Why don't we just simply treat the case of sota like chai ve'lavim and argue, for example, esse dochalos esse? Why do we assume that no, that here absolutely no possibility of yibum, and in sota vadai even eno choletzes as well? So the Gemara Yevamos and Daf Yud Aleph Beis tells us the following chiddush. If you look in that parsha, the parsha Sasota, the Mitzvah Perakei, the pasuk says v'nistara v'hi nitma'a. Very, very great chiddush. The concept of v'hi nitma'a, tuma is a concept that we associate with in Isser Arayos. The Gemara says the great chiddush when it comes to Chavei Sota, Eino chinami, it is not an iser karis, it is not an iser misa, but nonetheless, tumak sivba ka'arayans. And therefore, for example, in sota vadai, eino mecholetzes, eino misya bemes, and we don't even treat a case of sota safek as a regular instance where yibum could be possible. No? Poshav shat, one could argue as follows. Even though it's true that you don't have a chiyuv karis or a chiyuv misa, chiyuv karis and misa, as we pointed out, is an indicator. No? It's an indicator of gili arayos. How do you know whether something is nisar erev or whether in fact it's not? So you always look for certain simanim, tvises kedushin, mamzerus, onesh very often will impact. But the chiddush is the following. One could envision an isar bia, where there's nisar misa or karis, which technically speaking is not called gili arayos. It's a major issue, the Rishonim debate, whether Mishkav Zachar, for example, or Mishkav Behema, certainly it's a Vera Chamura. But nonetheless, does that mean, technically speaking, it is called Gili Arayos? Shabbos also Chayiv Skila for, but it's not called Gili Arayos. You can be Chayiv Misa, and you can be Chayiv Kareis, even if something is not called Gili Arayos. In turn, there can be cases which is Dino Ka'arayos, even though there is no Kareis, there is no Misa. That's the Chiddush the Gemara says when it comes to Sota. So just simply, the following Ha'ara, it is no steer at all to assume that the Issa Daraisa of Yichud is only Yichud Da'arayos, and yet the Gemara writes that there should have been an Issa Yichud Daraisa when it comes to a case of Sota. That's exactly part of the Chiddush Hakra, that Sota Ksiva Tumah Ka'arayos. Mashenke, when it comes to Issa, we'll see a Kadesha. It's not just that there's no kari sur misa. That is not considered to be an iser erva at all. That is just iser eviya. And the Rambam could easily distinguish, arguing that kedeshus this or yichud is only a din drabanan, mashenken when it comes to a case of sota as well. So good, that chiddush that the Gemara writes in Sota and Dav Zayin, that the Sir Yichud, one would have assumed is Nisa Daraisa, and the Pasuk has to go out of its way to allow the Baal to accompany his wife for the purpose of Hashgah, that is not necessarily Ayom Muchachas, that one must assume whenever there is Yisurei Bia, Daraisa, there is Nisra of Yichud, Daraisa as well. And this Pashav Shadis mentions the Shita Sarambam, Yichud is Daraisa, Bamed Ramamurim Yichud Da'arayos. And one cannot equate Yichud of Arayos with Yichud of Isurebiya. This is a Chiddush we pointed out, the concept of the Rambam of Yichud Da'arayos as opposed to Yichud of Shar Isurebiya in a very different context, but the Chiddush is identical. We discussed at great length last year the following machlokas Rishonim, five different deos in Rishonim. What is the definition of Nisuin? The definition of Erisin is clear. You don't have to go that far. The first Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, Keser Shtarobia. What is the definition of Nisuin? Very unclear. And the Rambam's great Chiddush, Hilchos Yishus, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes the definition of Nisuin of Chuppah is Yichud Harayu Labia. That's what the Rambam writes. This Yichud Harayu Labia is Hu Hanikri Nisuin B'chamakom. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. And therefore the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Halacha Beis the following. Therefore Yichud will only result in Nisuin if it is Yichud Haru'uya Labia. And the Rambam gives you the following example. Avlim Haisa Nida. Let's assume, for example, it's a Chupas Nida. Afal Pisha Nichnas of the Chupa. The Rambam writes, Lo Gomru HaNisuin. Vaharehi Ke'arusa Adayin. You can't have Nisuin regarding Anita, that Alpidin is not considered to be Yichud Harayu Labia. That's the great Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. Good? The Ran, we learned in Ksuvas and Daf Aleph, Mar Aleph, and Daf Yarif, Diram Askel O, quotes the Chiddush of the Baal Ha'iter, that writes the following, on a level of Dirabanan, that Ein Machnis Nosa L'chupa, that you can't have Yichud Harayu Labia, Ad Shichtov Ksuva. But midrabanan, since we assume that the Baal and the Isha are forbidden to each other until there is Ksuva, so therefore Ksuva must precede Yichud, because on the level of Dirabanan, we require Yichud Harayi Labiyah. And that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yishus, Perigir Halacha Zayin, that Tzarech Lichtov Ksuva Kodem Knisa L'Chuppah. Magen Mishnah explains Just like the Rambam writes on a level of Daraisa, you need Yichud Harei Leviya to exclude the case of Nida, the same is true when it comes to Yichud on a level of Darabanan. The Rambam writes you require Yichud Harei Leviya, and that means Ksivas HaKsuva. Further Kiddush, now this is what the Ran writes in Tzachim, and Avdalav and Aleph in the Daf Beharif. The Rambam writes that the Birchas Nisuin must be before the Nisuin, over Lasiyasan. Tosas Ashita's Birchas Nisuin are Achar Asiyasan. The Rambam Shita is that Birchas Nisuin are before the Nisuin. That's our practice, that we have the Birchas Nisuin at the very end of the Chuppah. According to Tosas, that's the Achar Asiyasan, because Tosas' Nisuin is the Knisar Shus of standing under the Chuppah. The Rambam Shita, as we mentioned, is Nisuin is Yichud Harei Leviya, but the Birchas Nisuin have to be over Lasiyasan. So therefore, the Birchas Nisuin are immediately prior to Yichud. That's over Lasiyasan according to the Rambam. According to the Balei Tosfos, that's La'achar Asiyasan. Why is it so necessary to have Birchas Nisuin before the Nisuin? One could have suggested several different possibilities. The Ran writes in Tzachim and Avdalah Damascus Le'inyan, that's because that Kalav Lo Bracha Asur Lebalo Kenida. And therefore, Midrabanan, we require the Birchas Nisuin to be Matir as well. That is a further halacha of Yichud Harei Leviya on a level of Dirabanan. Yichud Harei Leviya Midaraisa, the Rambam writes, means to exclude the case, for example, of a Chupas Nida. On a level of Dirabanan, that's why the Ran writes, in the name of the Balaiter, it's necessary to have Ksuva. That's why the Ran writes, according to the Rambam sheet, it's necessary that the Brachos have to be Obelasiyasan. One could have argued that the Birchas Nisuin are comparable to Birchas HaMitzvah, and every Birchas HaMitzvah is Obelasiyasan. The Ran says, no, even if you'll assume that the Sheva Brachos are Birchos HaShevach, not a Birchas HaMitzvah, and Birchos HaShevach are often Lachar Asiyasa, just like Birchas HaMazon. But that can't be when it comes to Birchas Nisuin, because Kalav Lo Bracha Asur LeBala Kenida, and therefore without the Birchas Nisuin, Midrabanan, this would be lacking in Yichud Harei Leviya. That's the Shitas HaRambam. Definition of Nisuin, Yichud Harei Leviya. That's how the Rambam Pashur Shat understood the very first Sugim Ksuvis, and Avbeisam and Aleph, that if a Chassan is delinquent, and he doesn't go forward with the Nisuin after a year's time, so therefore there's a Knas Rabbanan, that he's obligated to be Mala Mizonos at that moment. What happens, for example, if the Chassan has a very good excuse? I can't do Nisuin now. Why? Because of Persa Ishtanida. Now, this woman who was Mayarusa now is Anida. So the Gemara says, in that case, Eino Mala of Mizonos. The Chachamim did not create the Knas Derabanan that he must start supporting his wife if in fact she is Anida at the time. Why is that true? So the Rambam and the Ran write fundamentally different explanations. According to the Rambam, it's because you can't fault the Chassan for not going through with Nisun at this moment. You cannot have Nisun, because Nisun is Yichud Harei Leviya. The Ran writes, no, that's not true. If the Chassan were to perform Nisun at this time, of course, the Nisun would take hold. There's no halacha that you require that Yichud Harei Leviya for Nisun. The Gemara is just speaking in very pragmatic terms. You're faulting the Chassan for being delinquent and not undergoing the Nisun. Here, he has a very legitimate excuse. He doesn't want to have a chupas nida. He wants to have chup in Yisun at the time that she is muteres al haba, and therefore, he is justified in waiting, but not that Nisuin is impossible. That's the machlokas there under the Rambam, how to understand that sigin ksuva sandav beizam and am. The Ran is bothered by the following kasha. How in the world can the Rambam say that the definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harei Leviya? The Ran writes there in Ksuvas Daf Aleph Amud Aleph and Daf Beharif, isn't that explicitly against the Sugi Yevamos and Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara states Yesh Chuppa L'Psulos? Even if you have a woman who is forbidden to this husband, nonetheless Yesh Chuppa L'Psulos. For example, in Almana L'Kohen Gadol, it's an illicit relationship, but nonetheless Yesh Chuppa L'Psulos. And that's what the Rambam writes in the Chosh Trumos in Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Aleph. What do you mean yesh chuppa lepsilos? If the definition of chuppa is yichud harei lebia, how is it possible to argue that for all isurei bia, we should assume that yesh chuppa lepsilos? How can that be? You can't have nisuin. According to Tosis, you could raise the issue. If Nisun is standing under the chuppah, what if you have this process with someone who is forbidden to you? Is that Nisun or is that not Nisun? But according to the Rambam, if the definition of Nisun is Yichud Harei Lebia, that is not Nisun at all. And the Rambam points out that certainly is not true. Or we discussed last year at length the comment of the Nesivis in the separate Sefer, Beis Yaakov, and Ksuvis in the very first daf, raises the following issue. The Sugya Yuman Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis discusses the case of the need for a Kohen Gadol to be married to do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The Pasuk says, V'chiper Avadov HaBeiso, Beiso Zu Ishto. And Tosfos quotes the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi, that whenever the Gemara has the drush of Beiso Zu Ishto, that is not in Arusa, but that is a Nisua. It's not sufficient to have erisin, but rather nisuin is necessary. A Kohen Gadol cannot do avoda unless he is fully married to his wife, not just simply after the stage of erisin. So Nesivis asks a very sharp kasha. The whole opening Mishnah in Maseches Yuma tells us that what is it that we do to ensure that the Kohen Gadol is married on Yom Kippur? So one possibility that we don't assume like lahalacha, maskin lo isha cheres, that we arrange it that there is another wife in case the wife of the Kohen Gadol should die. In such an instance, then he will be married to the second wife and he will be married at the time of the avoda. And we don't assume that that is true. No, in the darasov. If you're chayish, that wife A will die, what about wife B, wife C, wife D, and so on? So Tosfos writes in Yuma Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And what happens then, Lamaisa, if the wife of the Kohen Gadol will die on Yom HaKippurim? The answer is, Yerushalmi tells us, Konsa b'Yom HaKippurim. So who get married on Yom Kippur? I marriage normally is Aser. Right? The Mishnah tells us that Ein Mekadshin, Beis Sandaf HaMavav Amud Beis, so the Seraph Mitzvah will allow Kedushin to take place. The Nesivis writes of the following obvious difficulty. What do you mean? Beis Zuishto, it's not just Erisin, it is Nisuin. How can you have Nisuin on Yom Kippur? No? If Nisuin means standing under the chuppah, it's not a problem. But if Nisuin means Yichud Harayu Leviyah, the Rambam assumes that Tashmish Amita is forbidden Midarais on Yom Kippur. How can that be called a Yichud Harayu Leviyah? So again, the Rambam writes, that's Nisuin. What do you do with Chavei Lavim, Yishchup of the Psulos? What do you do with the case of a Bias Issa such as Yom HaKippurim? There the Rambam must admit that there is a possibility of Chuppah. What is the Shita of Rambam? The punchline of the Rambam Shita is the following Chiddush. When the Rambam writes that you need Yichud Harayi Labiyah, is it such a davar pashut, according to the Rambam, that all isurei bia will prevent tfisas nisuin? Any isurei bia, whether it's isurei bia because of chavei lavin or chavei kares or the isur of tashmish shemit yom hakipurim, or is the Rambam referring to a certain type of yichud she'eno ra'i labia? As we just seen from our sugya, according to the Rambam, you have to distinguish between yichud da'arayos as opposed to yichud of chayvei lavim or yichud of the iser of losia kadesha, where this yichud is only a din d'rabanan. When the Rambam requires yichud harayi labia, maybe that does not simply mean that any yichud which is shein harayi labia is invalid, but rather it means that there's no tfisas nisuin the yichud da'arayos. That's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. And therefore, bidavka nakat, the example that the Rambam gives us is the case of chupas nida. Why is that so important? When we discuss the difference between isurei bia as opposed to gili arayos, where does nida fit in? Is nida considered to be isurei bia? Is nida considered to be bichlal ha'arayos? No? As mentioned, if you want to know whether something is an isur erva or not, there are certain indicators. Right? Is it an Isser Misa? Is it an Isser Kares? Is there Tfisas Kedushin? Is the Vlada Mamzer? Is it Yarag Vayavor? Those are all halachos we associate with Gilei Arayos. How does Nida relate to that scheme? Is it Isser Ribia? Absolutely yes. Is there a Chiyuv Kares? Absolutely yes. Is there Tfisas Kedushin? Is the Vlad a Mamzer? There absolutely is Tfisas Kedushin, and the Vlad absolutely is not a Mamzer. That's the Chiddush of the Sugi in Yevamos and Daf Mentes, a very great Chiddush, even though we discussed in the past. Five Shittas and Tanaim. What defines Mamzerus? The Gemara says, Amar Abai HaKol Modim, Bal Hanida, Ein HaVlad Mamzer. Even that extreme Chiddush of Rabbi Yosheva, that even Chavei Esei can create Mamzerus. There's a clear exception of a Chiyuv Kares that does not result in Mamzerus, and that is Nida. Even though it's Yisuri B'yashesh Bakares, the Vlad is not the Mamzer. How do you know this is true, the Gemara says? Because the Pasuk writes, the Pshuto Shamikra is the following context. Let's assume, for example, a person is Boal Nida. So he becomes Tamei Midaraisa. Why is he Tamei Midaraisa? In what sense? The Pasuk says, Usehi Nida Sa Alav. It's as though that the status of Nida applies to him. What does that mean? That just as Nida Midarais is a tumah for 7 days, Boel Nida is a tumah of Shivas Yamin. Great Kiddush. That's the Din Daraisa. But the Gemara's Drasha Daraisa, a great Kiddush, right? Tehi, Havaya, is a Lashon of Kiddushin, of Tfisas Kiddushin. Vaholcha, Vahaisa Lishacher. So the Gemara says everyone agrees that there is Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Nida. And if there is Tfisas Kedushin, Ein HaVlad Mamzer. That's what the Gemara writes, Yevamos Daf Memtes. Unbelievable Kedush. No? Nida is an example where it's Yisrei Bia. You will find it in Parshas Achrimos and Kedoshim, in the Parshas Harayos, there is an Yisrei Kares, but there's Tfisas Kedushin, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So how do you understand this great Kiddush? In some respects, yes. In some respects, no. Is Nida called Gilei Arayos? Is it not called Gilei Arayos? The two possibilities are the following. The fact that there is Tfisas Kiddush, the fact that the Vlad is not a Mamzer, it's not just a Gzeiras HaKosu. That indicates that Nida is not called Gilei Arayos. Either is a Chi of Kares. There's a Chi of Kares for many Yisrei Torah that are not Gilei Arayos. The other possibility is the following, that Nida is absolutely Bechlal HaArayos. It's found in Parshas HaArayos, and that is clearly indicated by the Chiyuv Kares, and Ein Achinami, the Gzeras HaKosuv, that there is Tfisas Kedushin, and Ein Avad Mamzer is not, that Nida is not an Isser Erva, but despite the fact that Nida is called Gili HaArayos, there is still Tfisas Kedushin. There's Tfisas Kedushin VaArayos in the case of Nida. That's the Chiddush. This is a machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is explicit that Nida is not called Gilei Arayos. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. This Rabbeinu Tam is found in the second chelak of Sefer HaYashar, the chelak HaTshuvos, in Simin Pei, that Nida is not called Gilei Arayos. Rabbeinu Tam says, incredible Chiddushim. Rabbeinu Tam writes the following Chiddush. When it comes to Gilei Arayos, don't we always assume that Ein Davar Shebera Pachos Mishnayim? You always require Shnei Edim. No? How do you know whether an Isha is a Nida or whether she is not? The Gemara tells us, Suvas Dafayin Beis, V'safra La La'atzma, she is Nemenes. No? Tosfos writes in Gittin Daf Beis. That's the whole source of Eid Echad Nemon V'Yisurin. What do you see from that? Rabbi Yotam writes, very great Kiddush, that Nida is called Isurim. Nida is not called Arayos. And therefore, of course, an Eid Echad is Neman. That's the model of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurim. If Nida would be Bechlal Arayos, maybe should you require Shnei Eidim in order to affirm that she is or is not a Nida. Very good Kiddush, Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam writes, and this is the answer to the following difficulty. Let's say two brothers marry two sisters. So as we discussed in earlier shiurim of Yibum and Chalitza, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. Yibum's Dolche Eshasaf, it's not Dolche Achos Isha. Good? The Gemara is bothered by the following difficulty. Good. It is Dochei Shasaf, but you can't do Yibum because you still have this Isser of Achos Isha. Yeah, but is that a permanent Isser? Eish Shasaf is a permanent Isser. No? There is never a time that this Isser is going to be lifted. What about Achos Isha? That's not a permanent Isser. The Torah tells us clearly that the Isser of Achos Isha is only Bechayeha. As long as your wife is still alive, you cannot marry your wife's sister. If one's wife is no longer alive, you can marry your wife's sister. So the Gemara is bothered by the following chiddush. Wait, if two brothers marry two sisters, Yibum is absolutely impossible. It will be difficult. But Yibum in principle could apply. This Rav Eishasach falls off immediately. This Rav Achos Isha exists today, but not necessarily tomorrow, not next year, not in 5 years, not in 10 years. Maybe one should argue that in principle Yibum is possible. When the Yavam's wife will die, now he can do Yibum. Oh, you'll tell me that it's not fair. You're going to wait around for 50 years, right, until the wife dies. Yes, so do Chalitza. Well, what do you mean that there's no possibility of Yibum? There's no possibility of Chalitza? Of course there's a possibility. So the Gemara says, this is what Tosos quotes, you see apparently a very great Chiddush. In order for Yibum to occur, you require Bishas Nefila Yavama Yavaleha. Yibum has to be possible at the time that the Zika is created, not 5 years from now, 10 years from now. If at the time that the brother dies, Yibum is impossible, because right here and now that there's an Isser Erev of Achos Isha, there is no Yibum. And even if the next day the Yavam's wife will die, there's still no Yibum, because even though right now there's no Achos Isha, but there was an Isser of Achos Isha at the time of the Misa Sa'ach, and therefore everything is determined at that moment. Good? That's what the Gemara tells us. Two brothers marry two sisters. No Yibum, even if tomorrow, right, the wife should die, still no Yibum. And Yibum no Chalitza of Tzara. Good? So Tosus asks the unbelievable kasha that now let's assume the brother dies, and at the time he dies, his wife is Anita. There's no possibility of Yibum right here and now. No? So does that mean that there's no Yibum? There's no Chalitza? Of course not. So Yibum or Chalitza is done later. What's the difference between, right, the Isser Nida as opposed to the Isser of Achos Isha? That's Tosus's kasha. Tosus has two terutzim. Rabbi Natan mentions this finish in Simon Pei, in Sefer Yosha, Elik HaTshuvos. You know what the difference is? Nida is not Gili Arayos. Achos Isha is Gili Arayos. Just as there is no Tfisas Kiddushin Ba'arayos, there is no Zika Ba'arayos. So therefore, if at the time that the brother dies there's an Isser Erva Achos Isha, you can't speak about Yuma Chalitza. The fact that a Bias Heter cannot occur today, if it is not driven by an Isser Erva, it doesn't matter to us. Rambam Shitas Avelos is Daraisa. Now, one of these Sira Avelos is also Tashmi Shamita. You're not going to do Yibum today. But as long as there is no Isser Erva, the Zika is still intact. That's exactly the Chiddush of Rabbi Nuta. Well, it's important to Chiddush, no? Tosus gives a second answer based on the Pasuk of Derecha Darchinoam. There's a big difference between waiting for a woman to become Tahora as opposed to waiting for this woman to die. Now, waiting for this woman to die take decades. No? You're going to go ahead and say, you know, well, wait until your wife dies, then you'll be Miyab in your system. Now, how long will that be? 50 years from now. Right? Waiting until a woman is Tahora, so waiting a week, that's appropriate. So Tosfos says there's nothing wrong with waiting a week. That's not a chisaron derecha darchinoam. Waiting decades is, right, the psul of derecha darchinoam. That's Tosfos' second dance. A very important kiddush. Now, Rabbi Natan is explicit that need is not called Arayos. This is explicitly against the Shita Saramba. The Rambam is clear that Nida is called Gili Arayos. The Rambam writes this explicitly in Hilchos Yisribiya, Perach Chaf Aleph, Halach Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. The Rambam is explicit. Nida Af Al Pi Shehi Erva. It's a Chiddush that there's no Isser Yichud B'Ishto Nida. Just as our Gemara says that there are a couple of exceptions to an Isser Yichud Ba'arayos. One is a case of Ben and Imo. So too the same is true when it comes to Baal and Ishto. Despite the fact that Nida is called Gili Arayos, nonetheless, that there's no Isser Yichud. Not because Nida is not an Isser Erva, but despite the fact that Nida is considered to be an Isser Erva. And the Rambam understood that's the need for Gzeiras HaKasuv, that there is Tfisas Kedushin in Ein Havam Mamzer, despite the fact that Nida is considered to be Gili Arayos. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following Chiddush. Why is it that there's no Isser Yichud B'Ishto Nida? That's the phrase that the Gemara uses of Pas Bisalo. Because even though it's true that right now there is a Bias Isser, that Bias Isser is going to be lifted very soon. Is there any time that there is an Isser Yichud of a Baal and Ishto Nida? That's the Sugyan Ksuvah Sandav Dalet Amud Aleph. What happens if Persa Ishto Nida Kodem Birishona? No? What happens if it wasn't Pas Bisalo? What happens if she became a Nida before Birishona? In the classic case, what happens in a Chuppas Nida? According to the Rambam, you can't have a Chuppas Nida. So what does it mean? At the time of the Chuppah, she was Tahora. But she became a Nida Kodem Birishona. There the Gemara tells us that there's an Isser Yichud. An Isser Yichud even Ben Ishli Ishto Kishahi Nida. What type of Isser Yichud is this? Is this some unusual halacha d'rabanan? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you look in the Rambam, according to the Rambam Shita, this is the regular Isser Yichud d'arayos. Yichud b'arayos is always Asr. Yichud b'nida, if it would not be your wife, that's the Isser d'arayos of Yichud d'arayos. When it's your wife, that's an exception of the pasuk, just like our Gemara says of Ben Eitzel Imo. But that is only Lachar Birishona. Kodem Birishona, Pashav Shan, the Rambam Shita, Uyoshe Ben Anashim, Yeshina Ben Anashim, that is an Issa Daraisa. Other Rishonim clearly disagree. The Shita Saravid is this is a separate Zerid Rabbana. An Issa Yichud Ben Ishli Ishto Kodem Birishona. Boshav Shan, the Rambam does not present it at all as a separate halacha. The Rambam includes this halacha in Yichud Arayos. The Rambam writes, Osel Hisyachidim Erva Min Arayos. That's the Lashon Rambam. This Yichud Arayos, as we suggested earlier, is not a function of Yisrei Bia. The Rambam is explicit. Osel Hisyachidim Erva Min Arayos. Why does the Rambam frame this Yichud that way? Because the Rambam is telling you that it doesn't depend on an Issa Daraisa versus Issa Darabanan. It depends on Arayos as opposed to Shari Surim. Even Chavilavim, even Kadeshus, does not result in Issa Yichud. That's what I understood our Gemara. And then the Rambam tells you the flip side of the Chumrah. Since Nida is an Issa Erva, so Chasam Persa Ishta Nida Kodem Shiva. The Rambam places that halacha as an example of Yichud Arayos. That's the Chiddush, the Rav pointed out on the Rambam Shita. So now just going back, we know that there's no Tfisas Kedushin or Tfisas Nisuin Ba'arayos. It doesn't exist. All of a sudden, you have a pasuk that tells us that there is tfisas kedushin bisha nida. What does that mean? Nida is an iser erva. It's called gil arayos, yisurei bia with an iser kares. That's called arayos. I would have thought there's no tfisas kedushin. So all of a sudden, the pasuk says, "Usini dasa alav." There's tfisas kedushin, despite the fact that this is an iser of gil arayos. There is Tfisas Kedushin. But you know what the Chiddush is according to Rambam Pshita? There is Tfisas Kedushin, but there is no Tfisas Nisuin. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. You can have Kedushin. That's the Chiddush HaKarah. Can you have Nisuin? Absolutely not. And that's the Chiddush of Rambam, that there's no Nisuin at a Chupas Nida. Because Nida is Bichlal Gili Arayos. It's not a function of Bias Heter, Bias Isser. Just as Erva does not allow Kedushin, does not allow Nisuin, does not allow Zika, there's no Tfisas Nisuin Barayos. So that's what the Rambam writes. The Chupas Nid does nothing. That's Nisuin Barayos. That does not work. You'll ask the Rambam, what about the case the Ran writes? Yivamos Nuzan Mebeins, Aman of the Kohen Gadol. What about the Nesivus rites, the Bias Isser Rav Tashish Shemitah B'Yom HaKippurim? Good, those can be Suri B'Yad Araisa. But that is not Arayos. The Rambam's Chiddush is there's no Tfisas Nisuin Ba'arayos. And therefore the Rambam is not bothered by Chavei Lavim, Chavei Esei, Chamesh Asinuyim. The Rambam's Chiddush is simply that you can't have a Chupas Nidah L'Shitasei. Because the Rambam maintains that that is considered to be an act of Gili Arayos. That's the distinction Rambam when it comes to Isser Yichud. Yichud da Arayos, the Rambam writes as Asser. It's not hinging on Isser Biya. That's the same Chiddush the Rambam that you need a Chupa Haruya Labiya. Doesn't necessarily mean you need a Biyas Heter. It means you have a Biya which is not labeled as a Biya da Arayos. And therefore the Rambam will agree that of course there is considered to be Tfisas Nisuin. When it comes to Manu the Kohen Gadol, just like the Tfisas Kedushin from Manu the Kohen Gadol. And obviously the same thing is true when it comes to the case of Yom HaKippurim as well. Right? This is the Chiddush Bashav Shat, the Rambam Shit, and our Gemara. The difference between Pnuya as opposed to Arayos is not Issur Drabanan versus Issur Daraisa, but rather Gili Arayos as opposed to Isurebi. Okay. The Mishnah continues, on Daf Chaf Alfma Beis, describing this of lo yar below susim, that the melech is not allowed to have an abundance, right, of horses. It's based, of course, on the pasuk in Dvarim Perak Yitzayin. The Gemara tells us the following chiddush, that since the pasuk says lo yar below, low, so the Gemara says lo ino marbe. Abar marbehu kedei richbo for Asha. But if it's necessary to have a massive army, and you have to have the necessary horses, of course, that's dini hamelech. The only issur is, right, lo yar below nashim. And what exactly is needed to violate this issur? The Gemara tells us the following, afilu sus echad. Even one sus is considered to be sufficient, as the pasuk says, leman harbos sus. So the Gemara has the obvious difficulty, if that's true, if it's afilu sus echad, so why does the pasuk say, lo yar below susim b'loshen rabim? It sounds like more necessary than a single extra sus. Susim lamali, the Gemara says, lav or below sase, al kol sus v'sus. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Lav or below sase, al kol sus v'sus. That ain't a chinami, even one additional sus is considered to be asura midaraisa. That certainly is clear. Susim tells us that one violates this lo sase, al kol sus v'sus. Good. The Rambam quotes this halacha, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes the following, there's an Isra of Le'ab L'Noshim, there's Isra as well of Le'ab L'Susim, it is only Mutter Kedei Mar Kavaso, Afilu Sus Echad Panoi, Lihirot Zeratz Lefanov. Even if the Melech has one additional Sus, for the purpose of sporting, no, that the animal should run. Kederach Shoshin Sar Malachim, the Rambam writes that is considered to be Asur. Good. And then the Rambam just simply adds, and v'im hosif, and if a person has more than the Torah allows, so then loke, he gets malchus. Guess the Mishnah is bothered by the following kasha. Im hosif loke. Guess the Mishnah writes that havli lefarish, the Rambam should have said more than that. Shaloka al kol sus v'sus. The Rambam just simply says, if you have an abundance of susim, there's malchus. The Rambam should have said, Shaloka al kol sus v'sus. That's the Sarachim of Kesef Mishnah. Rav Vaz writes the following halacha. U'mashlo kosev Rabbeinu zeh. So, efshu shlo haisid girsasso ka girsas hasfaram shalom. Rav Vaz writes, maybe the Rambam had different gears in our Gemara. The Rambam did not have susim lomli lav for belosas al kol sus v'sus. An interesting chiddush. That would mean that the Rambam should be understood mamish b'davka naka, that ain alok al kol sus v'sus. Interesting chiddush. The Rav Vaz writes, maybe in Ochinami, take the Rambam very literally, that im hosif loke, that's true, but it's not that there are separate malkos al kol sus v'sus. What exactly does that mean? Pashav Shat, the Rambam could argue as follows. When do we assume the halacha that lo can al kol echad ve'echad? That's normally you're dealing with an iser, where there's an independent iser al kol chefetz ve'chefetz. Then one could argue that at times there's a separate onesh, a separate chiyuv for each one individually. Why would the Rambam assuming hosif loke, but there's no separate iser falkosus v'zuz, if that is in fact the shitas Rambam? Perhaps the following chiddush, that the iser is not al kol chefes u chefes al kol sus v'zuz. I would argue as follows. The iser is just haribui hatosefes. The melech cannot have an abundance of. It's not that this animal, chefes shal iser. If a person will eat various kazesim of chalev, I will tell you that is chalev is a chefetz shel iser, and we'll have to discuss, when do you get one malchus? When will there be independent malchus al kol kazayis or kazayis? When you're dealing with the iser by definition of ribuy or tosefes, it's not a chaticha di isura. The iser is just simply the abundance. So perhaps that's the chiddush of the Rambam. Interesting halacha. If the iser is the ribui, the tosefes, so the Rambam writes, there's one set of malkos for lo yarbe, for the ribui, irrespective of whether you have one additional animal or whether you have 10 or 100 or 1,000 additional animals. It's considered to be a single chefter shel avera of ribui susim. It's not lo kal kol echad v'echad. After all, our Gemara says the following chiddush. Our gears in the Gemara, that the Rav Vaz suggests the Rambam didn't have. Your local kol sus v'sus. I know that that's true. What's the answer? A posuk, no? If the posuk says laman harbo sus, so therefore, what does the posuk have to say lo yarbo susim for? What's the answer? A chiddush. Local kol sus v'sus. I ask you a further kasha. Is that such a chiddush? In other words, the assumption is you only get one set of malchus, and it's a gzeras hakosav of susim that your local malchus harbe. Why is that true? We discussed the last Thursday shiur that Mishnah increases tezvav tezayin. In order to be chayiv, for example, for independent chiyuvim, when is that true? So sometimes Shemus Mukhlakim, no, a different Chaloshim Isser, of course is an independent Onish, no? We pointed out the following Kiddush. Sometimes a person can receive a multiple Onish, not because of a separate Chaloshim Isser, but rather because of what the Mishnah terms, Gufin Mukhlakim. Gufin Mukhlakim, no? A person is Ba'al Nidos Harbe. That's the Mishnah's case. He's Chayev many Karbanos. What's the kasha? What do you mean many karbanos? Isn't it the same chaloshim iser? Nida? Why don't you assume that behelam echad a person should be chayiv once? What's the answer the Mishnah says? Because nido sar bayar gufin muchlokim. Gufin muchlokim. Each isha is independent. And therefore, of course, you're chayiv more than once. So I ask you a very simple question. If there is an iser of lo yarbe lo susim, and the shear is simply a single sus, as the pasuk says, leman harbo sus, isn't it obvious that you're chayev al kol sus v'sus? Gufin mukhalakim. What, you need a pasuk to tell you that you're chayev for every kazayis of chaylev? You need a pasuk to tell you that you're chayev for every isha nida? If there is an iser, and it's gufin mukhalakim, of course you're chayev for each one independently. But you're only chayiv independently for shemus mechalakim. If a person is bala nidan, a person eats trefos, nevelos, then he's chayiv twice. There's no concept of gufim mechalakim? Certainly not. Why is there a need to have the pasuk? Pashem Shat, one could argue, not only according to the Rambam Shita, even according to Pashem Shat Nar Sugya. That's exactly why the pasuk of susanim is necessary. When you're dealing with a chaticha di sura, chelev, nida, then it's obvious that gufim mukhlakim is an independent mechayiv. But here you're dealing with an isra of riboy or tosefes. It's not this sus that's forbidden. Had this sus been kedei richba for ashav, it would be a mitzvah. It's the riboy, the tosefes, that is the osir. If that's true, you understand then very well why one would have thought that maybe in a chinami there's only a single iser and a single onesh. And that's exactly why we need the gzeiras hakasuv of susim lavor al kol sus v'sus. The same reason that according to Pasha Pshan the Gemara it's necessary to have a gzeiras hakasuv. One will argue that if the Rambam did not have this gears in our Gemara, why the Rambam will assume la'alachim hosif loke, but not necessarily al kol sus v'sus. So again, that's just a simple line in the Radvaz that writes that, no, maybe the Rambam assumes there's only one set of malchus. Then the Radvaz writes inam, second possibly in the Rambam Shita. Dvo nafkula min amide. There's no nafka mina. The Rambam doesn't have to say lokal kol echad ve'echad. Why? Because Ravaz writes, it's obvious, no? What's the case exactly? Ravaz writes, that im lokal osam zachar zeh ve'isrubo pshita. What does it mean, lokal kol sus v'sus? So the melech will acquire an additional sus. And before he does so, we tell the melech, look, you better not do this. If you do so, you're violating Issa Daraisa. There's Malkus. The melech nonetheless does so. Okay. Tomorrow, same thing happens. The next day, the same thing happens. No? Ravaz writes, if it's bozeh harzeh, and there's hasra, so of course you saw kol echad v'echad. That's obvious, no? And the Ravaz writes, in v'im lokach harbe biyachad, and let's assume that's not the case. The case is where the melech, right, purchases 10 or 1,000 animals biyachah. So then there's only a single malchus. So that's why the Ram doesn't have to elaborate any further. Isn't it obvious? If there was a separate maisa kinyan with hasra, of course you lokal kalecha biyachah. And if not, im lokach harbe biyachad, so nehi da avral kol sus v'sus, even though you're right, our Gemara says you violate kol sus v'sus, avol malkos lekel. An interesting chiddush. So Advaz suggests that, you know what, the reason the Ram doesn't elaborate, no need for elaboration. If it's bazeh harzeh with hasra ben times, of course you're chayv twice. And if it's harbe biyachad, there's only single malchus. Only single malchus. So that's an interesting thing. When you have such cases, where, for example, there's a drush of our Gemara, susim, lavar alosa sebochos sus v'sus, and a person will do so, right, biyachad, not b'zecher zeh, do so b'masachas. Ravaz writes, clearly, there's only one set of malchus. Is that so obvious? The first half of the Ravaz is obvious. No? If it's mamish, bazeh, charzeh, vehisrubo, Of course, Pshita. But what Radvaz writes, if the Melech will purchase Harbe Biyachad, then it is equally clear that there will only be one set of Malkus, even in light of the drasha of Susim Lavar Alosase Al Kosus Vesus. Is that really clear? See, here you find fascinating difficulties in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, the Rambam addresses in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, right? What the Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, Yuches Pasuk Yud, Lo Yimotze B'Famavir B'no Bito B'Eish, V'Kosim Ksamim, Kosim Ksamim. The person who performs Ksamim, divinations, no? That type of act of Avodah Zarah, forbidden min HaTorah. The Rambam writes, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, Aval HaKosim Atzmo, Im Asa Maisa B'Kol Elo Kayotze Bahem, right, if a person will actively be Kosim Ksamim, so Loke, Malkus Daraisa, Shenem, the Pasuk says, Lo Yimotzei V'cha, Kosim Ksamim. That's what the Rambam says. The Sifri and that Pasuk likewise has a drasha. Why does the Pasuk say Kosim Kisamim? Kosim, personal practices, that type of divination, this type of Malkus. What does it mean, Kosim Kisamim? So the Sifri has a similar drasha that the Rambam does not quote, similar to our Gemara, L'chayiv al kol kesem v'kesem. He's chayiv for each act individually. Interesting parallel. The Sifri writes another case that you're chayiv independently. The Ram does not quote that Sifri. Sounds like the drasha of our Gemara. Susim b'loshen rabim, ksam b'loshen rabim, l'chayiv al kolecha b'yecha. The Ram does not mention that separate malchus. The Ram does not mention here in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin. What is that chiddush of the Sifri? The chayiv al kol kesem v'kesem. It's poshim shat. What does it mean? What if today he does this with hasra, and tomorrow with hasra, and the next day with hasra? That's the chiddush of the Sifri, that you're chayiv twice. A person uses nevela today with hasra, and tomorrow with hasra, and the next day with hasra. You're only chayiv once. Of course you're chayiv. This chiddush of the Sifri, l'chayiv al kol kesem v'kesem, is the following. If it's a single hasra, and va'asa harbe ksamim, you're chayiv malkus al kol kesem v'kesem. That's similar to the concept of gufi muchlokim. Good, it's a single hasra, but nonetheless, you're chayiv a multiple onesh. And as he pointed out, interestingly, the Rambam does not quote that halacha either. A further case, the Gemara tells us in Makos Nafchaf Mabeis, the Pasuk in Parshas Reid, Varam Yudalit, Beseret Lenefesh, Osigna Bibisarchem, the Isser to be Misarit, a person because of the anguish of Elos starts injuring himself, calling in bodily harm, Srita scratch. The Gemara has the following drasha: Viseret l'chayiv al kol sritu sritu. A person is chayiv individually. Rashi has two days exactly what the drasha is. Rashi writes, for example, the extra vav: Viseret l'nefesh vi a riboy. You're chayiv for each srita individually. L'chayiv al kol sritu sritu. The Rambam quotes this, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes, Hasarei Srita Achas Loke. The Rambam writes, a single scratching at Malkus Daraisa. What happens if it's Chamesh Srita Salmeis Echad? What happens if multiple acts of Srita? Chamesh Srita Salmeis Echad? The Rambam writes, Loke Chamesh. Five Malkus. But the Rambam then adds the following line, if it's Rosh in the Gemara, Yechayiv al kolachas v'yachas, the Rambam adds, Bamed Ramurim, Vuhushi Hisribu al kolachas v'yachas. If there's a single hasra in multiple acts of the Seret Lanefesh, that would not be the case. Minchas Chinuch points out the following difficulty. Minchas Chinuch is found in Tav Samach Zayin. You look just a little bit later, a few halachos later. Hilchos of Arazar Perik Yibbeis Halacha Tezvav. There the Ram discusses the Isra of Los Sasimu Karcha Beinechem. Very similar. A person, right, because of the anguish of Avelus, right, starts ripping out hair, causing Karcha, a bald area. Isidaraisa, Los Sasimu Karcha. The Rambam writes the following Kiddush. What happens if he does it in this way? The Rambam writes a person can rip out hair either physically, or a person can put some type of sam on his hand, and that will burn the hair off. The Rambam writes, Hitvil chomech esbosa basam. Right, he has it on each one of his fingers. And v'hinicham v'chomech bakomos, and he puts it in five different areas of his head. The Rambam writes, if he does so b'vasachas, hol v'kora chomash krichos, since it caused five different bald areas, afal pishi asrachas, lo kechomish. As the Rambam writes, lo kechomish. The Rambam writes, a single hasra, you're going to get five different malkos. So the Mechassinach is very bothered. The Rambam, yud beis, when it comes to the Isra of the Seret Lanefesh. The Gemara says you get five Malkos. The Rambam adds, V'hushi Isra bo kolachas v'yachas. A few Malkos later, Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam writes when it comes to Karcha. The Rambam writes, Hasra achas, lo kechomesh. How can that be? It's the Tzarachin of Menachas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch refers you right, to the smag. The smag is found in Mitzvah Samach Gimel, where the smag mamish equates them. The smag writes that what is true of Karcha is true of the Seret Lanefesh. Im Sora Chomesh Sritos B'Vasachas Yechayiv Chomesh Malkios. Somehow the Rambam seems to distinguish. The Rambam, that same parak, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, but a little bit earlier, parak in Beis Halacha Aleph, the pasuk of Lo Sakifu Pa'as Roshchem. The Rambam writes, Chayev al kol peya upeya. You're chayev for each one of the peya sarosh individually. The Rambam writes, what if it's Hasra Achas? You're Lo Kishdayim. So this issue, when there's Malkos al Kolechad V'Echad, or there's only a single Malkos. So when it comes to the case of Karcha, when it comes to the case of Los Sakifu Pas Roshchem, the Rambam writes, independent Malkios, even if it's a single Hasra. When it comes to Argamar of Lo Yarbo Lo Susi, when it comes to the Seret Lanefesh, when it comes to the case of Kosim Ksamim, the Rambam writes, that's not true. So what is the factor that drives the Pesach Halacha of the Rambam? When do you assume that Yiloka Achas? When do you assume that Yiloka Al Kol Achas Ve'Achas? Very, very unclear. Take a look, right, in the Avi Ezri, right, Madura Tlitasa, the third Madura, Avi Ezri, there in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yeralef, Halacha Zayin, Roshach Zichron Avracha discusses again, right, our sugya, in light of these five applications of the Rambam, when you assume that you're only lokachas, when you'll be lokal kolachas v'yachas. We'll pick up the ritzah from tomorrow, and then we'll start the sugya of the Sefer Torah.